coasters.
You're an ass, motherfucker.
Not beauty.
Actually, I was concerned this morning about inflation. The government and the newspapers, they say the biggest problem is inflation.
Yeah.
From our Krishna conscious standpoint, how can we cure the problem of inflation?
It is very simple. Don't accept with my parents. It must be gold or some metal. What? $1. It must be worth $1 metal. Then it is solved. But you want to cheat, how it can be solved? Because if I pay you $1, I must pay you value for $1. But it is the cheating process is going on. I pay you $1, a piece of paper, just so you accept cheating, and I also cheat government alone. That's the problem can be solved. It is cheating. But the government allows it as law. And you accept, I accept. But how they can be solved?
Solution.
This is the solution.
In the economy itself, there isn't actually enough of money to, just even in the bank.
He's cheating. That's why I say cheating. I have no money. I give you simply a paper I promise to pay $100. What is the use of that one if you have no money? But you want to be cheated, I cheat you. Yes, sir. You are satisfied of being cheated by me, so I take the advantage and I cheat you, I give you a paper. Yes, sir.
The money is gold, silver.
Anyway, it must be value. According to the market price, it must be value. Whatever it means. Gold is taken because gold is the most valuable metal. A small piece of gold, it can carry $200. But if I give you iron, then you have to bring another, what is called, bus to carry. So therefore, gold standard is accepted as given. There is standard price of gold, so when I pay you money, it must be carry the value in gold, that's all. Then there is no influence. People want to be cheated, and people cheat.
The Srimad Bhagavatam Prabhupada, you say that Kali became gold standardized. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, the purport.
That is another that one who has gold, he can purchase these four kinds of sinful activities. Meat eating, gambling, intoxication, illicit sex. The money you can get, illicit sex, some big quarters. Is it not? The sinful activities have increased because the world has produced too much wealth. Because they can purchase sinful activities. And that is being increased by inflation. False money I've got. I will get false money. I can purchase all these illicit sex, wine, intoxication. Because it is just like nowadays the bank is giving you a card. American
what is that? Card.
You simply show the card, you get the goods. So to exchange, it has become very cheap. So cheaply you can purchase, therefore, cheaply you can purchase sinful things also. The people have become sinful. Modern economy is engage people in hard working to produce, and by artificial cheating secure the goods, commodities. This is modernism. So, a worker is getting $3,000 per month when he is getting paper, but he is thinking that I am getting money. He is giving his labor and things are being produced. This is the policy. To cheat him without giving money, giving paper, and get his labor and produce goods. This is modern economy. Is it not?
Yes.
A laborer, a worker, is giving high salary, high wages. So what is getting? His paper. And he is very enthusiastic to give his labor, so production is more. And when you go to purchase the products, then you have to pay again. Whatever you have earned, you have to pay everything. Pay to the bank or pay to the bank. Simply, cheating process is going on. There is no solution. People are cheaters. They have been taught how to cheat. Everyone has got a cheating propensity. That is conditioned life. All defects. To commit mistakes, to become illusion, to cheat, and imperfectness of the senses. So cheating, propensity, everyone has done. So, that cheating propensity is being encouraged more and more. Instead of minimizing it or stopping it, it is being encouraged.
So unless they become Krishna conscious, then there is no solution.
No. Rāva bhaktasyaputo mahatmina. There cannot be any good quality in a human society unless it accepts Krishna. This is it. If God is thinking that we may not cheat him, from the back, we may not attack. Therefore, he's done.
He doesn't know that you're the ever well wisher, Prabhupada. He doesn't know that you're the ever well wisher.
Going to carry the message to the government?
Yes, Srila Prabhupada.
That the issue metal coin and the problem will be solved. But they will not take your advice.
This is not about politics. We even run for political office. We need solutions to the problems to offer as a platform. Draw up various bills ready for legislation. Show them that we're serious.
So how will you present it? The cheating process is going on. Unless you become God conscious, the cheating process is not stopped. So there is no solution.
So therefore we introduce bill into the schools to introduce God consciousness to all
yes,
children.
God consciousness, everyone will be honest and everything will be accepted. Everyone can understand this is pure cheating. I give you $100, a piece of paper. And you accept it. You want to be cheated. You thought, no, I have got now, daily $100. So let me work very hard. He doesn't consent, I'm not getting $100, I'm getting a piece of paper. The people have no brain to understand. This is not $100. Give me cash, $100. Then, everything solution will be. there will be no inflation. Because I know that paying you a piece of paper, I can cheat it. That's why I'm printing notes to cheat so many people. Therefore, inflation. But when there will be no possibility to cheat you, then there will be no inflation. Here I've got the opportunity, because I know that pushing forward a piece of paper, I can cheat so many people. So there must be inflation. Is it not psychological? If I know that I can cheat you by this instrument, so why shall I increase that? That is inflation. What do you think?
That's the basic principle.
Yes. I'm cheating you, and people accept it, my cheating.
The government actually started the whole thing.
Yes.
They instituted paper money. They instituted the citizen cheating process.
Yes.
Everyone is participating, so it's just going on and on. That's
yes.
The
that's they're getting entitlement in the cheating game.
They will not have any gold.
Now they have made law that you cannot store gold.
Yes.
That's been 1933.
Let's see.
Americans cannot own gold, no. Store gold. Pretty soon they're going to pass the same law for silver.
Yes, see. Even though they cannot have ornaments.
Look, you can have ornaments, jewelry.
By law, they're cheating. So how can stop?
Now they've introduced the law, even the penny, which is the smallest denomination, used to be made out of copper.
Yeah.
So now they're going to make it out of aluminum.
Aluminum, yeah.
Yes,
copper's too expensive.
It'll be worth less than a penny when it's made out of aluminum.
I got cement. Because by law, everything will be except to make a cement.
Baba, what can we do to curb down these rascals?
Chant Hare Krishna.
That will curb them down.
Yes. There's a purifier. All you chant Hare Krishna, there's a purifier. This is all problems are there on account of misunderstanding. What we are distributing. We are simply moving misunderstanding and bringing them to knowledge. This is our purpose. So, Mr. Theologian, is this suggestion appealing to you?
But it seems all right for ordinary dealings to the thought, but having this money should be what's going on. But for large scale transactions, it might be very difficult.
Huh?
And it's a practical basis. Transactions of thousands and thousands of dollars.
That will be good for the people. Because large scale transaction is there, therefore the capital is holding. Capital is holding. Goods are there, everything is there. You pay black price, you get it. That value somebody is holding is not giving to the market. So if the large scale industry and trade becomes strong, that is good for.
Same amount of gold is there?
Huh?
Same amount of gold is here?
No, Rajasthan, suppose if you want to store, say, 1,000 kilos or 1,000 bags of rice, so you have to pay me gold, but you have no such gold. That's what Rajasthan industry will stop. Let's see.
And the price of rice would go very low.
Yes. Then you get the actual price and actual health. Goods are there, any part of the world. They are enough commodity. But these rascals, they are holding. And they are not giving in that time. The people are suffering.
Yes, there's a... They buy now, they buy the goods before they're even grown.
Yes. Because they can pay in this paper, the bank will advance.
Yes. They don't even pay in paper.
That's why you have to introduce this metal coin value. The whole cheating scheme will go.
In the past, there was a lot of gold on the planet. When did it happen? There used to be a lot of gold on the planet?
Yeah. They used to, as you can see, as household parts, just like now you are advanced using plastic. Because you have become very advanced. So you are using plastic, they are using gold.
What happened?
Huh? What happened? You keep utensils at home, what happens? You eat nicely on the plate, that's all. Why are you concerned about what happens? It is in your store, that's all. Gold is such a matter. Any part of the country, any part of the world you go, you get easy.
Whenever there's an economic depression, then gold remains valuable. Just like when the stock market crashed in 1929. If you had gold, you could still purchase goods.
Yes.
No matter how bad the economy was, people would accept gold as barter.
Yes.
But not currency.
Yes. The Indian economy was that if you have got extra money, you get gold ornament for your life.
Yes.
So, your money is stopped there. Or purchase some utensils, silver utensils. That is in any color. These depositing in this bank and thinking that I am getting good interest. That is another cheating. That is another cheating. If things are not available, what do we get by getting interest? Therefore, I am advising to purchase less and produce our own food. There will be no problem.
The inflation rate is higher than the interest rate.
Huh?
The inflation rate is higher than the interest rate. If you earn 5.75% interest in a year, the inflation has gone up 6% in a year. So actually your money is at best it's kept the same.
The money should be kept in cattle and grain. There is Indian economy. Cattle and grain. If you have many cows, you get milk preparation. And if you have got grain, then what is the problem? You prepare the food stuff at home and eat and chant Hare Krishna. Very useful. You want to eat and live peacefully. So if you have got grains and milk, and you have got enough food, and there is no problem, you haven't got to go 50 miles for your work, and then you require a tin car. Huh? So many problems. But if you get your poor at home, then eat there and chant Hare Krishna and go back to home, back to God. Simple thing.
So many people now employ in sinful activities, jobs that are to do with sinful life. We get rid of these sinful activities, what will we find for these people to do?
Pious activities. You mean to say we have to continue sinful activities for their job?
It is like that.
No, we shall give them again.
Cattle industry, liquor industry, tobacco industry,
yes.
All these big industries.
Let them be without industry. Come to us. We shall give them food. Yes. Just like that, what is that? Brigadi. He was thinking that unless I kill animals, how will I eat? I shall leave. And Narad gave it. I gave it to eat. Come here. So he became Vishnu. So that is our problem. Stop this nonsense business. If you think that how you shall eat, I shall give you. Come on. This is our problem. First of all, stop it. Then I will see how I give. That is, when I came first, I was alone. I had no shelter, no food. And how we are maintaining now, thousands of people are giving them to eat. And night shelter. How is this possible? It is possible. Because after all, Krishna gives everything. So if they become Krishna, everything will come. Why is the bother about simple activities? But to get money. We have solution for all problems, don't bother. Go on with Krishna consciousness. Do you think our solutions are impractical?
No, sir.
Huh?
They're not impractical.
Huh? What do you think?
No, they're the only practical solution.
Yes.
The problem is always saying there's no solution.
Huh. We say we have our solution.
They don't want the solution, probably.
Huh?
They don't want the solution.
That is another thing. They want to be cheated.
Just like now with the gasoline problem?
Huh.
Now that the scientists want to use sun energy, they want to make a new energy, solar energy from the sun.
That is another glass.
We are preaching in Mexico that you simply perform the Sankirtan Yajna and Krishna will supply all energy.
Yes. It is the source of all.
Most economists, they realize that the economy is very false and superficial. But they say, well, that's the way it is, so I'm going to take advantage of it while I can.
So why not take advantage of this different nonsense moment and try it? Have you tried so many? Why not try this?
They say we want to regress and become like India. If everyone becomes devotees, then they'll all walk around like us.
There is no devotee in India. Real devotee, as the present one.
So they classify us like that. They say, you Hare Krishna people, you want to take us back to cholera and dysentery and everything.
But you are already suffering from cancer. What you have done?
Yes.
Instead of cholera, you have got cancer. Is a very good extent.
And one thing.
One out of 8 men has venereal disease.
From frying pan to the pot. Cholera has got some remedy. There's no remedy. Oh, yes.
Funny, they have the venereal disease. One out of 10 men is suffering gonorrhea.
Yes, long ago, one professor, medical professor, he said, he was Englishman, in our country, 75% students are suffering from brain injury. Cornell Magot, yes, Cornell Magot. There must be many years with it because tax life is so cheap. There must be many years. And venereal disease, once infected, it brings so many other diseases, one after another. The cancer is also due to that. Madness. And the Vedic civilization knew it. Therefore, first restriction, sex, brahmacharya. First beginning, brahmacharya. No sex life. Just to say, the venereal disease is mentioned in the eyebrows. It is called Pairanga. Pairanga means white Europeans. This disease, and the medical science also says that it was begun from dogs. The girls, they have sex life with dog and very beginning of venereal.
Yes.
Yeah. Huh?
An animal, ass, dog, yeah. Cow.
That is the beginning. So, the girl becomes infected and she distributes to all men who have sex life. This is the beginning of sex life. And in Mexico, I've heard that they regularly make theatrical demonstration how a woman is getting yes. sex with ass. Is it?
Yeah, that's in Tijuana. Huh? In Tijuana.
You see? Brahmananda told me, people have become so degraded. They make a regular show how sex life can be enjoyed with animals.
That's abominable.
Huh? Eh?
It's abominable.
South of Argentina, the soldiers, they call sex life with different animals.
Huh?
The soldiers, the army, they call sex life with different animals. And they are so long alone because they have...
The government allow.
Oh, yeah.
It is legal. Where is it?
South Argentina.
Now if you analyze the present human society, you'll find there is not a single human being. All animals. All animals. Not a single human being.
Nine o'clock,
People, they do not know what is the aim of this. That is it.
Yeah. From childhood, they're taught sanskrit.
They do not know that sense gratification has enough facilities there in the animal kingdom. So, if you want to give facilities for sense gratification, does it mean that you want to become more than or less than animal? Not more than.
We want dog's life. They think dog's life is good life. They have to work hard and the dog stays at home all day and enjoys their nice big house. So they think, I would be better to be the dog.
But when he becomes street dog, that means he has to depend on good master. Big apartment for dog means he belongs to the master. So he has to find out a good master. But as if he fails to find out a good master, then he's street dog. Dog's life is good, provided he gets a good master. So therefore he has decided to become dog of Krishna. The best master. And the master says, Aṅkvā sarva pāpe bhama Krishna. Master, I'll give you to it. Why not become dog of Krishna?
We'll be flea and Krishna's dog. Huh? We'll be flea and Krishna's dog.
Yes, everyone will be flea. There Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Vaishnava Thakur Kamara Kukur Baliya Jarahan. For Vaishnava, please accept me as your dog. Because to become Krishna's dog, God has to become the dog of Vaishnava. That is, we admitted as Krishna's dog.
Yeah.
Vaishnava Thakur Kamara Kukur Baliya Jarahan. Hare Krishna. Yes, you become a dog. But you become a dog of a good master. What is the use of becoming a dog of another dog? Then what profit is it? Is it not? We are actually, every one of us is dog. And we are trying to satisfy so many masters. The masters are our senses. We are already dog, everyone. Because everyone is servant of the senses. Tam, Krodho, Moha, Vatsalya. So everyone is dog. Now, he has to remain a dog. But by becoming dog of this senses, he is not happy.
Right.
Find out a good master and become a dog of Buddha. This is our case. And the best master is Krishna. We are also trying to be dogs, but not of another dog, but real master. That is our thing. What is the use of becoming a dog of another dog? That is our thing. Material world is, I am God, I got a master, and the master has got another master. He has got another master, he has got another master. Nobody can say that I am absolute. Nobody can say. That is not possible. You must have a master. Therefore, everyone is a God. So why don't you find out the absolute master? The biggest master. And that is God. God is great. Accept the master. That is great. And one comes to his senses that I have had so many masters. Neither the master has become happy, neither I have become happy. That is justice. Everyone. The master is not happy. He has any master. Ask him, are you satisfied? And what you have done? Are you satisfied? You have to do so many things. So he is not satisfied, and you are not satisfied. Then, to become a dog of this ordinary master will never give us this. Always frustrated. Just become the dog of the supreme master.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Supreme Master.
He's easily tree.
Huh?
He is easily tree.